Anthony and Latley with your 11 a.m. set lines. In local news, Queensland homeowners urged the government to assist them financially with the surging power bills amid reducing solar benefits. The state government funded 2,000 residents up to $4,000 off the cost of a battery, but the program only lasts for 3 months. Renewable energy expert at Edith Cowan University, Dr. Esma Assis, said factors like cost and proper selection stop people from investing in solar technology.
The price of four suburbs in southeast Queensland has grown drastically in the past 12 months. One of them quadrupled the home price last year. Latest PropTrack market trends data shows Queensland's fastest growing suburb being Moreton Bay, with the median price of an apartment increased by 381% in 12 months to $890,000. The second and third fastest growing regions are both in Logan, with a more than 172% increase in the median price.
In national news, two Australians with Russian passports have been charged with espionage-related offences, according to Australia's spy agency ASIO and the AFP. In a press conference today, AFP Commissioner Rhys Kershaw says both people have been in Australia for more than 10 years. They allegedly sought their information with the intention of providing it to Russian authorities. Whether that information was handed over remains a key focus of the investigation. ASIO Director General Mike Burgess emphasizes that the espionage threat is real.
Chief executives were three times more likely to lose their job despite a drop in their pay, according to the Australian Council of Superannuation Investors, or ACSI. Bonuses included the base salary also shrank in the previous financial year, concerning overall company performance and other decisive factors. Executive Manager of Stewardship at ACSI, Ed John, said the board should guarantee the performance hurdles are set at the right standards to strike a balance in CEO pay levels.
In international news, the U.S. announced it's going to close down its humanitarian pier off the coast of Gaza soon due to bad weather and aid distribution problems. The pier started operating to help with the famine in Gaza in May. However, much of the aid has not reached the Gazans after the United Nations World Food Programme suspended its operations in June because of security concerns. Pentagon spokesperson said the military failed to re-anchor the pier on Wednesday, and the effort of re-anchoring will end soon.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expectation maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate 4. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back next week with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to fourzzz.org.au/news.
We wanted to say a special thank you to Phil. He subscribed to 4ZZZ but decided to go a step further. He also subscribed his pet, Bootsy, and his business as well. You can subscribe to 4ZZZ as a business too and get